Fargo Moorhead's Playhouse in the morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. Well, it is Eclipse Day. When it comes to that, there's really two schools of thought. There's the people that are like insanely, almost disturbingly excited. And then there's those that are like, yeah, this is highly overrated. And maybe some of it is the fact that we live in a region that we do, in the region that we do, because we're not going to get to experience much. You said it's a partial eclipse, so really it's going to be a cloudy, rainy day with some dark skies. Oh, good luck. It's spring in Fargo.
Yeah, I don't know if it's really going to make a difference, if it's going to be as exciting.
Now, if you want to see footage of it, they are going to put it on NASA TV starting at noon today, so you can like see the NASA view of it. They're going to be filming it. But at the same time, you can also just watch the intro to the old TV show Heroes. You ever watch that one?
No. Why does it start with an eclipse?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the eclipse gave them superpowers, so I'm waiting on that.
That's
today.
How they got it?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Maybe we do need to be pumped about this eclipse. We need to go outside.
If I walk away with superpowers, I'm sorry that I shaded the eclipse. Kind of like how it'll shade us all, actually.
Are we going to be able to really tell something is happening? That's how I feel. If it's already cloudy, we're only having a partial, will it be exciting for us?
I kind of feel like unless you knew it was happening, you could just go around and be like, oh, it's kind of dark today.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. We'll see. Maybe we'll be proven wrong.
I'm assuming it's not bad because I have seen places where the path, going in the path, they're canceling school for kids.
Well, they don't want them to go look at it.
Yeah, they say it's a liability issue that if the kids would look at it, just tell them they can't look down.
I have vague recollection of an event like this in my childhood and them being like mortified. It was the same deal. They're like, you can't go outside unless you wear these special glasses.
Weren't they basically like the 3D glasses you get at the movie theater?
I think we might have made ours out of cardboard, to be honest with you.
No.
I think so.
What lenses did you have?
It was like a hole poked in cardboard.
That is not.
I didn't go to a very nice school, ABK.
That still, I don't think, is protecting your eyes.
Well, I got such bad eyes now, I guess. Is it super overrated or super cool?
I don't think it really matters if it's overrated or not, because anytime there's an eclipse or a planet viewable, it's cloudy. Yeah. So it's like you take the day off work to go look up in the sky, and then you know what you see? You see clouds. So I'm not taking the day off work. I'm not making a big deal about it, but, you know, each their own.
You don't got, like, a timer going to watch and know how much of the 4 minutes, the magical 4 minutes, is left?
No, I don't have a timer.
You didn't book a trip, like, a year in advance to go see it from totality? You didn't do that?
No.
I gotta tell you, man, don't sound very dedicated.
Sorry, man.
Are you describing a person that exists? I want to talk to that person. There's some... I'm sorry. If this is you, you got to explain to me the appeal. There's some loser that took the day off work for this.
I think there are people that are traveling to the places that have the total eclipse because we're only having partial. There are places in that line that people are saying is going to be crazy. I've seen people who are getting work from home days because traffic is going to be so bad.
I guess maybe I'm glad that we live in the place where it's going to be cloudy and a partial eclipse. Then we don't have to care, I guess.
Or else, yeah, we would have to do some crazy event. You'd be making a bunch of cardboard glasses for the community.
I'm surprised you're here. You usually love excuses to not come to work.
Can't make it in. There's an eclipse.
I'd love to, but, you know, eclipse today. What are we seeing for as far as text votes go? Super overrated or people into it?
People aren't really into it. Someone said, I watched a live video of the eclipse back in 2017. And apparently the magic doesn't really go through the video. I was super underwhelmed by the whole thing. Someone else said, I work outside. And at first I was a little nervous. Then I found out it's a partial eclipse. It's not going to really make a difference. And someone said, I remember when I was a kid, I was so scared because we were told not to look at the sun. I was crying, but it wasn't anything too magical.
Are we ever supposed to look at the sun? Is this new advice? Is it just because it's dark you think it's okay? Why are we doing this?
I think it becomes like crazy bright. I remember however many years ago, I guess it was 2017, we were told not to look at it. We were given glasses, but I thought, how bad could it be? And I took my glasses off and looked, and my eyes, I'm sure I could find a picture. They got really red and watery.
So what you're saying, you actually were a blonde at one point in your life. You got burned in the sun. That's where the red hair came
exactly
from.
Exactly what happened.
Super cool or kind of overrated? Solar eclipse.
I'm totally for it. I think it's so cool. I'm such a nerd. You know, we got the glasses and everything. I mean, I don't know. I think it's cool.
So even though there's a potential, you know, we might just be like, ooh, rain and some dark clouds. You're thinking it's pretty neat.
Yeah, I mean, you never know, so.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Super cool. Kind of overrated. Which one?
I'm bored. No, it's stupid.
Oh, but come on. It, like, never happens. It's this magical solar event.
Oh, yawn.
Yep.
Give me a break. It's like, look at the sun. Don't look at the sun. Oh, it's over. It's gone. It's like, you know, file it under overrated. I'm bored.
So you won't make a point of trying to see even what we might be able to see here, huh?
I'll be watching Days of Our Lives.
Well, what was, is it like, you know, I had this sheet of paper. I might have crumpled it up.
It was.
Oh, sorry.
12:59 maybe.
So that's the time in the noon or 1 o'clock hour that's going to be pretty crazy. Well, I'm usually driving about then, so we'll see.
Don't look at the sun.
I never do. I generally do not.
I have a timeline. I got to find it. Man, where did it go? Remember yesterday or last week? Oh, no, it was on Friday I found it.
You know, I printed one out for us this morning, but it's all in Eastern time, and subtracting that 1 hour has been really inconvenient for me.
So. Here I have it. For Fargo, North Dakota, 12:49 p.m., the peak at 1:59 p.m. So 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and then end at 3 o'clock.
Cool. So that's the period of time I have to not care about something. Cool.
It's only going to be partially covered. The sun will be obscured by the moon partially. I have a nice time lapse that I could see of a fake sun and moon.
Oh, cool. You know, how about I just watch that?
Yeah.
I'm good.
The number one hit music station.
Y94.